Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Richard Roundtree. I'm a breast cancer survivor. Yes, you heard me right. Men get breast cancer too, and men need just as much help understanding what their doctors tell them as women do. But where do you go to get that kind of help? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet that helps you understand the kind of cancer you have, your treatment options, and all the big words your doctor uses. Breastcancer.org. It's the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@Hotmail.com. I just want to say thank you again. We're close to 300,000 downloads of the podcast. Like, wow, my mind just can't even comprehend that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, sharing with friends. I hope the shows were helpful, resources, but also fun. A lot of the musicians I've had on, the authors I've had on, I hope you've enjoyed them all. And if you've been a winner of some prizes that I've given away, I hope you enjoyed the giveaways. Well, today I'm speaking with an exceptional author who has several books, Coretta Scott King Book Award for her book, The Skin I'm In. Did you know she has a day named after her? amazing, amazing author, Sharon G. Flake. Thank you so much, Sharon, for calling in.
Thank you, Joy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And as I said, I was a little tearful, but happy tears, after reading the book, Tinned. I just kind of welled up inside, and it's like a warm, hopeful feeling, you know, like the sun rising in a way, you know.
Thank you for writing the book. Thank you.
Yes, well, I've had you on the show before. We talked about some of your other books, but this is a new book that's coming out this month. What's the exact date it's coming out?
Well, you know what? It's already out there. It came out October 1.
Oh,
it's already
okay, October 1st.
Three-starred reviews from different publications, so I'm really excited about it.
Excellent. I know that you can go on Amazon and buy it. I know that I'll be giving away a copy if people are listening. So you want to follow me at Joy Keyes, become a fan on Facebook in order to win. Also, you should follow Sharon. She's on Twitter. It's Sharon Flake, right?
SharonGFlake.com. Well,
Sharon G. Flake,
yeah. So you can
and
follow
then Sharon G.
You can
Flake on Twitter.
On Facebook, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you want to check her out because she has a lot of wonderful stories. And also she does a lot of work with children, going to schools, reading. I mean, this book, high school, elementary school teacher should have this in their classroom to read for kids. It's an eye-opener as an adult, as I mentioned. Let me just read a little bit here so that people can taste what the story is dealing with. In wrestling, you learn to ignore stuff, like when your opponent uses body language to put you in your place. I'd cry if I paid attention to stuff like that. So I walk around till we face to face in neutral position, sort of like in wrestling. Then I come out and say, school was my worst subject. Maybe I should quit the team, he's saying, and study more. He's telling me education ought to be my primary concern. I'm sorry I brought up the subject. No one understands. Moving closer, my knees touching the edge of his chair, I try to make him see. When I wrestle, I feel smart, like I know the answer to every problem every time. So, wow, this story is dealing with two young adults. One
right.
is a young African-American girl. She's a wrestler. Now,
she's the only girl wrestler.
That idea?
You know what? She's the only girl wrestler on her team. She's one of the best wrestlers in the state. She's smart. She's outgoing. She's quirky. But when it comes to reading, it's the only place where she's not so confident. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough book for me to write. I tell people it took 5 years and for lots of different reasons. And at one point, my editor, we were talking, and she felt like, you know, I had the reading stuff down. That she needed something she was kind of good at. And so
mm-hmm.
I have no idea where I came up with wrestling. It just kind of came into my head. Then you have to do some research, and you got to watch some teams and had a coach look over the wrestling chapters. There's a few wrestling chapters because I don't want people also to think this is a whole book about wrestling, because if you're not into wrestling, that's not going to be too helpful to you. But it's positioned in a really good way. And then there's Adonis, a guy who is speaking to her, as a matter of fact, in that verse you just read, who is disabled. He's in a wheelchair. He was born without legs, and he's really, really bright and really smart and not very tolerant of people who don't live up to their expectations and possibilities. The book is called Alternating Voices, too, so...
Yes, you have different chapters, Adonis and Autumn. And that's an interesting topic you just brought up, that he's not really tolerant. You used the word tolerant, and I used the word, I feel like he was prejudiced. A lot of times people with different disabilities feel that the disability is held against them, or that people don't think they're smart. You know, like people, I did a show about Down syndrome, and
right.
A lot of times people think that they're slow. They're not necessarily slow. It's just the physical characteristics make them appear to, you know, someone who doesn't have that disability, like, oh, are they slow? They don't understand. No, they understand in many cases very well, able to go to school. Sometimes people have different levels of severity of disability.
Right.
Your character, Adonis, has a pretty severe disability. In fact, he does not have any legs below. He doesn't even have the knee. So he just has,
he
like,
doesn't have any legs below the knees. He, before he gets into this, he's in the ninth grade, that class, something has happened to him where, you know, he really could have been really hurt. He could have been killed. He was being bullied. But he's the go-to guy for teachers and principals. He's a shining star academically. But when it comes to emotions, he doesn't fare so well. So where she's strong emotionally, and she, Autumn, could share all of her, maybe even too much of herself with the world, here's Adonis, who is willing to share his intellect, but he kind of has a wall up. And he's intolerant for people who don't want to study, who he thinks that they're not smart, they don't want to study. If you're disabled now, he'll help you.
Yeah.
He'll work with you, he'll tutor you, he'll start programs for you, but if you're able-bodied and you're, you know, Forget about it.
Now, this is like two different interesting characters that you don't normally see in a book. One's a girl who's a wrestler, and she's good at it, and then a boy who's disabled, who excels. You know, he's a bit of a nerd, but he's African-American, so that's the wonderful, you know, that there are disabled African-American children in the world, and they need some representation and literacy, and they don't have a lot. So I think that's a kudos to you for doing that. Now, the other twist is that Autumn is in love with Adonis. Like,
wow. Really, you know, one of my favorite lines in the book is she says, I don't care what people say. I don't care that you don't have legs. I love you anyway. And so... for her, all bets are off in terms of, you know, she doesn't care what you look like. She likes smart people. She says that. She has a friend who's very smart. You know, the book is about competition, you know, it's about disabilities. She has a friend who's very smart. So the whole issue of being intellectually curious is on the table, too, and smart, because Peaches is smart, Adonis is very smart, but they're all struggling in different kinds of ways.
Yes, and that's something you just mentioned earlier, in that emotionally Adonis is not as mature as Autumn.
Right.
And so she actually has something to teach him. She's thinking, my feeling is that he has something to teach her in terms of the books and the math and the reading. She has a stuttering issue and things of that nature. But really, he needs to learn, and she has something to teach him. And so that's a really key point for young people, because when you're young, even if you don't have a disability or you're not a star athlete, you just think that you're invincible, that you can do anything, that adults don't know anything, and, you know, that's just, like, you're right about everything, and nobody else knows anything. So for both the characters, for you to show that both the characters have something to learn from the other, is a very important important tip for young people, but for anybody, even as an adult, I need to know that, you know.
Well, even as, you know, but even you're absolutely right, and I try to do that in my novels. If you even take Autumn's parents, who have just earned their GED the year before, who are struggling readers, and you can see it because of a couple of chapters in the book, who have decided that, you know what, you're going to have to improve your reading, because we know you can't make it in the world unless you do better. And if you don't, you might have to come off the team. So that whole notion of somebody we might look at as parents who are struggling academically, sometimes we think, well, they don't have much to offer their kids. Well, guess what? They could, and many, many do. And so just trying to look at those different, through different eyes at people in the world and putting them in the novel.
Well, that's an interesting thing also, is that the generational issue of, you know, the access to education and who has access to education and how people are educated. Is it the system's fault? Is it the parents' fault? Is it a social issue? You know, her parents really struggled, but they tried to set an example for her. For me, like, I mean, when I was growing up, it was interesting. Like, there was always books in my house. There were always books in my house. My stepfather used to read to us. So, like, reading, that was just ingrained. Now, if you come to my house, I have tons of books, not just from authors that I've had on the show, but
right,
even before then. So, like, my daughter, a fun thing for us to do is to go to the bookstore. That's a fun thing to do, and that sounds weird. But
right,
I've gone to other people's houses, and they don't have books. Now, I could be a snob and be like, well, you're not, like, what's wrong with you? But they have other things they're interested in and other things, other gifts. And that's a nice line that Adonis says in the book. Why don't you tell the audience about that, about the different...
I hate to say I don't even have it.
I think
let me
see if I can find it. I've been down different pages, but basically he's saying, you know, he's not going to let dull his light for the other people.
Okay, I see what
you know,
there's a section where he says that, you know, he won't dull his light so that other people can shine. And so he is, you know, and some people will love him and some people will maybe struggle a little bit with him. He's very, very confident. He knows who he is. He's taking AP classes. He's a volunteer in the library. He has a Friday or a Monday. He has chess club for a group of disabled students. He has another.
Coach.
Right. He teaches in the math class sometimes. So he is very, very gifted. And he's willing to share his life. He's willing to share his life with certain people. And Autumn is not one of those people, by the way. But Autumn is a wrestler. She's a wrestler. She's aggressive. She's assertive. She's used to on the mat going for the win. And so with him, she wants to go for the win. And the book takes some twists and turns because, again, that whole issue of winning as a reader, she has decided she can't win. She's 3 years behind in reading. She can't get any better, even though she's also this fabulous cook. It has some wisdom and insight
that no other character has. That is a really nice thing. Again, it just goes back to the different learning styles and different strengths. And, you know, our school system, I mean, when you were growing up, do you feel, I'm not sure, maybe you had a positive experience when you were in school that the teachers respected you, listened to you, supported you, understood you? Do you feel that or no, you had
a different kid? You know what, I was a little bit insecure. I was, you know, I asked questions and stuff like that, but I thought my teachers are pretty okay. And I'm also 57, so some of it is probably a haze. But I think we do have an issue of what is considered smart, what is considered gifted, how people learn differently. And it's clear these two characters learn very differently.
But they're both smart, you know. They're both smart. Viola Davis just has a movie that just came out, and the kids have dyslexia.
Okay. Oh yeah.
They have dyslexia, and you know, I also remember seeing a documentary about dyslexia on HBO. It just blew my mind. And one of the amazing stories on there was an African American sculptor who does miniature sculptures inside the head of a needle pin.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside the head of a needle pin. Now, when he was in school, the teachers called him stupid and dumb and all kinds of stuff. And anyway, it's a wonderful documentary. But my point is there were several famous people on the documentary who were labeled stupid and dumb, but they had dyslexia. The schools were not able to handle that, didn't even know in some cases that could be a possibility. And then maybe once they found out, they couldn't even help them because they didn't have the resources or a teacher that specialized.
Well, you know, the interesting
that,
thing
know.
About Penned is you have three different students, really. You have Autumn, you have her best friend Peaches, and you have Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
You have Autumn,
mm-hmm.
who was 3 years behind in reading because her parents moved a lot around a lot. So she was always going to a different school. And she says in the book, you know what? What was the point of learning or studying for a test when I wasn't going to be there to take it anyway?
She was
going to
leave, yeah.
She wasn't going to read. And so what, they, her parents get their GED and kind of settle down, and so they want things to change for her. You have Peaches, whose mother is like, you know what, you're going to beat Adonis. So the whole issue of competition against competition with boys and girls or between them, you have Autumn competing with guys on the mat and wrestling. You also have Peaches competing against Adonis academically.
Yes.
So you have
yes.
that.
And, so,
and you have her parents who are, you know, listen, you're going to be
competing.
You're
going to
beat this guy. You're going to be better than him academically, and we're pushing you. And she's struggling in math along with Autumn for different
she's
reasons.
Autumn, yeah.
Because
yeah. Different
she has
reasons.
So much pressure on her, Peaches does, that is affecting her academically. And then there's Adonis, who is, you know, just reading 300-400 books a year.
He throws that in her face. He's like, oh, you know, no less than 300-400 pages that I read these books, blah, 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 blah. So he's a little arrogant, I would say, the character Adonis. And like you said, he does have something to learn from Autumn. Now, one of the things I thought was interesting, or just for some reason stood out, is that you had a teacher who was dealing with the obesity issue. And in the other book, when you came on before, the different stories from the young men, there was a father, I think, in your other book that had obesity.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I completely forgot. I forget.
See, but
there's
a connection.
Yeah.
There's
a teacher in here who is just fabulous. And he talks to them about competing against each other. You know, we don't always want to think of young people in the classroom competing against each other, but he encourages that they compete against one another. And he is obese, and so he's struggling with his weight and ends up struggling with something else. But, yeah, he's obese, he's struggling with his weight, and he just has so much of the respect of the students in his class.
They like him so much, and
he pushes them past their comfort zone.
Yes, and he's a wonderful example, like you said, of using alternative methods with okay, normally teachers don't want students to compete, but he's saying compete. He even when the kids, there was like I think 5 or 6 of them who all like flunking, he was like, so okay, you guys are competing for the last place? Is that what you're competing? Like he just, you know, throws it out there. But it
he
also
does.
Shows
he tells
you all
Autumn, you're competing. If this were a wrestling match, you would pin,
yeah.
you know, you would win. Another kid
yeah.
says, what do you do on the weekend? She says, I read. And that other thing is, again, to help people think differently about young people, because even though they are not doing well academically, they have outside lives where they are excelling. You know?
Yes.
One person is miming. One person is in a book club. So I think sometimes we have a tendency to think of people as one thing when we don't know them the full dimensions of who they are.
Well, you show that when Adonis found out more about what Peaches is doing outside of school, he just
yeah,
really
can.
Was amazed.
I'm not going to tell,
but I'm just, you know, but so you know, it was amazing to him. Again, we put people in boxes, but there's so much more. And in terms of also what I wanted to highlight is that we all have something. We all have some kind of, if you will, disability in a sense. If it's emotional, physical, it could be financial. There are different things that we're all struggling with. But does it mean that we don't have a brightness in us that can, you know, help other people? For example, the teacher, a wonderful teacher, Autumn's, you know, a great wrestler and a great social. She was socially respected by all different types of people. She
right,
hung with the
right.
jocks, but she didn't. She was fine hanging with the kids who had disabilities. She didn't really. That didn't faze her. You know, she was comfortable in her skin. And then Adonis, you know, he has his light academically. Where he excels in those areas and brings light to other people, but he still has a place to grow emotionally, you know?
Right, exactly.
So that he has that handicap. He thinks it's his legs maybe his handicap, but really I feel his handicap is his emotional, he's emotionally stunted.
You have captured this exactly. He is emotionally stunted, disabled. It's not his legs. And so, and for him, it never has been his legs, but he's not aware of the emotional side of him that has kind of been stunted for reasons you find in the book. I mean, it's more complicated than one
reason. Yeah, we don't want to give away. We're not going to give away because they need to go buy the book.
They need to, yeah, it's more complicated than that. But I mean, I loved being with these characters. It's interesting that it's a book about wrestling because, really, I wrestled with this novel. It's one of those things where it almost It almost took me
pinned
down.
You down. It took you down.
Almost, you know, there's a term in wrestling called takedown, where a wrestler takes their opponent from the standing position in a controlled way to the mat. And I felt like a lot of times that this book was going to take me to the mat. And part of it is it started one way and it morphed, and the editors came and went, and I had double eye surgery at one point. You know, and you have your own personal life as an author. And I never had writer's block before. And so then it was writer's block, and then you start to lose your confidence. And it was just a real long struggle. And Adonis, when it was told initially, it was written, it was Autumn telling the whole story. And then, you know, my editor really came up with, why don't you tell it through alternating voices? And it was the saving grace of the novel, because Adonis was so withholding. Well, he was so withholding that he wasn't even talking to the writer. So I'm glad
You said he was so withholding. Well, Sharon, this has been a wonderful conversation. I'm sorry we're gonna have to end the conversation, but thank you so much for not giving up, not getting taken down by the story and the characters. Thank you for writing a wonderful, enlightening story that I think every school teacher, middle school and high school should have in their class, but also adults need to read to help enlighten them about themselves, because there's a lot adults can learn, but also give them a different look at what teenagers are wrestling with, if I may use that in that way.
I might use that myself. That's great.
Yes. Follow her, Sharon G. Flake, on Twitter. Also check out her website, sharongflake.com. She's on Facebook. Follow me, at Joy Keys, on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. I'll be giving away a copy of the book. So you want to become a fan and also follow on Twitter. And send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much, Sharon, for coming
on
today.
Thank you, Joy. It's always wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great Saturday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with singer, musician, bassist, multi-talented artist Michelle Indigay Ocello at 11:30. So stay tuned for that. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerby. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2 new, oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the Internet where you can learn how to say those words and find out what they mean. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.